everyone. Good morning. I am that Nigerian Christian talkaholic, and this is Just Talk. So this is my second episode for the year 2020, and I'm just like visioning too. So I'm glad that you followed through. And today I want to go on talking about visioning. So recently I saw something on social media. So somebody put up a post and said, my year has not started, so it's starting in February because I still have to do some things I didn't do last year in January. And so that has been happening, and it reminded me, when I saw that, I got reminded of the need to plan for 1 year. I mean, already when I did my episode on moving forward and evaluating, I said to us that usually when you move forward, you could either continue a goal or you could, start afresh. So I said I'm focusing on yearly goals because, it's time to start new goals. It's a time to evaluate yourself and do more and be more and all of that. So yeah, so today I want to talk to us about vision. And I told us I was going to teach us something. I was going to share something I learned early this year on the 1st of January about planning. And I'll start from there. So I thought I was going to teach us how to make vision boards. I've never made my own for this year, okay? Because I will make it. I will make it before the month of January ends. But then I tried to write down the things I want to do in January. So even without a vision board, I do not lose out, or I do not miss things, or my priorities are not misplaced. Yeah, so that's the importance of planning. So before I go on again, I want to do a recap. Not like a recap, but I want to go back to what I said earlier. I said somebody says that she has not started to do the things she wanted to do this year because she still had a lot she did not finish in 2019. And so, January is just going to pass like that for her. She did not say a lot. She said like she had carried a lot of baggage from 2019. So I'm going to talk to us about the importance of planning, the importance of visioning. Now, from that analysis, I want to draw out something. So I said to us earlier this year the importance of writing down our visions, and I like to pay attention to Habakkuk 2, where the Bible says to write down your vision and make it plain that he who sees in me run with it. Now the thing about planning is, for somebody who had no plans for the month of January, January is going to come and go, and there's nothing you achieved. So today is the 20th of January, and it's amazing that January has barely 11 days left. And some people have done nothing at all for the month of January. And then you have a plan for 1 year. So my question is, how are you going to achieve your plan for 1 year if you have not started? So that's the importance of planning. For not just for the year now, but for the month. So I did a breakdown of the stuff I wanted to achieve last year. Last week, I shared with us that I have not really accomplished all the things I still achieve for January. But then my financial goal soared for this month. So I start to examine my spiritual goals for this month, and I have tried to do a balancing. I have tried to do better. I have tried to soar. I have tried to grow, and I have tried to meet my expectations of myself. Because when you plan, when you vision, when you set goals, these things are really for you. They're like for nobody else but for you, because it gives you life direction, it gives you purpose, it makes you in tune with not just short-term goals, but then eventually the long-term goals. Yeah, so my vision board. Okay, so basically a vision board is like I'm having pictures of the things you want to accomplish. So now I'm not just talking mental pictures, I'm talking about physical pictures. So if I say to myself, for instance, that I want to, for my podcast, I want to get social media, say about 5,000 followers on my podcast account on Instagram. Yeah, so I have a picture of 5,000 and I cut it and I put it on my vision board. If I say I want to get this clothing or this shoe, or whatever it is you want to get, whatever it is you want to do for the year, so I want you to get pictures, physical pictures, and cut them out and place them on a cardboard sheet. So what we're trying to do is to make sure that these things you want to do are registered in your subconscious and that you see them. So as you wake up, you turn and then you see, okay, I have this lined out. So now I'm not just talking about writing, but I'm talking about going a step further in planning. So you're not just writing your visions. I mean, this year I told us that I was writing down my visions and adding scriptural backings. So after writing down my visions and adding scriptural backings, I have a plan to see that my visions come to pass, to see that I reach the heights I have planned to get to for the year 2020. And so in doing that, I'm trying to get pictures of all the things I want to do. So regardless of wherever it is, I mean, wherever you want to buy, wherever you want to get, the heights you want to get to, the persons you're looking at becoming like, the persons you're trying to get yourself modeled after, I want you to get pictures of all of these things and place them somewhere. And please make them very visible. And oh my God, get amazing pictures. Get like the best pictures of the people you want to be like. Get like the best pictures of the stuff you want to get. I mean, for instance, for the month of January, I told myself I was going to give myself a gift. So I was going to get like a new Bible, something very nice. I mean, something with a commentary, probably a women's study Bible. I want to get a picture of it and put on my vision board. So for every month, I mean, whatever it is you want to do, I'm giving small examples, but no matter how big, I get to my cousin shared something. So for the year 2020, she has her wedding dress cut out. She has her wedding ring cut out. And I don't want to say it's crazy yet, but it goes, it's as funny as it can get, or it's as awesome as it can get. You get a picture of everything you want to do for the year 2020 and you place it in the cardboard. And then you could get a board. So if you, in your room, you could either paste it on your wall or on a board. So now you have a mental picture of all the things you want to do, and you have a physical picture of all the things you want to do. And I mean, it's a different kind of vision, and it's a different kind of looking forward. So now I'm going to do my own scripture. Yeah, I'm not just quoting Habakkuk 2. Now I'm telling you to face the vision. I'm telling you to get the pictures. I'm telling you to see the places you want to get to, see the things you want to become. I'm telling you to rise, to soar, but then to also see as you soar. I mean, to be reminded daily, to be reminded weekly, to be reminded by, I mean, in seconds as you turn, you see that you're headed to this place, and then you can now entertain distractions. Your focus has to stay. And I mean, yeah, I hope you have an amazing year. So I'm going to do a wrap up for visioning. That's like next week. And I hope you continue to tune in. I am that Nigerian Christian talk colleague. And this is Just Talk. Have a good day. Bye.